Welcome to Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Dal, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 4, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah continues with the halachas of overpricing and overcharging. The Mishnah says, Echad alakeach v'echad ha-mecher, whether the fellow that was overcharged was the seller or the buyer, yesh lehen oina, the halachas, the laws of overpricing, as we've seen in the previous Mishnayos, apply. The Mishnah continues, Shem Shaino lehedyet, the same way that we say that if an individual who's not an expert in transactions is overcharged, then the laws of Aina apply. Kach Aina l'tagar. Similarly, even a merchant who you would assume should be aware of the fact that he's getting overcharged, and therefore the fact that he did the sale anyways may lead you to assume that he was willing to forego for whatever the reason is, and he was able to forgive the difference. Nevertheless, the halachas of Aina still apply according to the opinion of the Tanakhama, the first sheet on the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda says, Ein Aina l'tagar, that when it comes to a merchant, an expert, there is no Aina, because he clearly knew what the going value is, and if he was willing to pay more or to sell it for less, we assume that he was willing to be meichel and to forgive the difference. Mi shehutal alav, if a person was overpriced, someone took advantage of him, yada yalal yainam, he has the upper hand. Ratza oimerle, if he would like to, he could tell, let's say the buyer could tell the seller, ten lima oisai, give me back my money, I want to annul the sale entirely. Or he could tell him, or at least give me the difference of what you overcharged me. Now this Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Nassan. It's the opinion of Rabbi Huda Hanasi. Till this point, we've been going with the opinion of Rabbi Nassan, as we said in the beginning of the parak, that depending on what it was, less than a sixth or more, if so, either the fellow was meichel, or we say that he has to return the money, or the entire sale is batel. This opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds that a fellow can decide what he wants to do, even if it's more than a sixth. He could say, give me back the money and I still want the sale to remain intact. Or he could say, I want the sale to be batel. We hold that it depends if it's under a sixth, or if it's more than a sixth, as we've explained in the previous Mishnahs. Let's see Mishnah 5. Kama tehei asela chaseira. This Mishnah discusses a situation where somebody takes a coin, and the coin may be erased, or the coin may be rubbed out. In those days, the value of a coin was by its silver weight, or its gold weight, or maybe even its copper weight. Now, if it's somewhat rubbed out, that means that some of the silver is missing. So the Mishnah here wonders, at what point does that start to impact the sale itself? So the Mishnah says, Kamat hei asel chaseira. How much can the coin be missing from its actual appropriate weight, v'lo yehei ba'ina, until we consider it aina, or overpricing, or underpaying? Rabbi Meir says, arba isarin, four isar for a sela. It means to say, if it's missing four isarim, isar the dinar. One isar for each dinar. Let's just give a drop of understanding here. A dinar, which is the highest amount of coin, is six ma'a of kesef, of silver. A ma'a is two pundyonis, two coins, and a pundyon is two isurim. So when the Mishnah here says that four isarin for one sela, then comes out, it's 1/24, that means it could be missing 1/24 of its value, and the sale is still considered a normal sale. Rabbi Huda disagrees. Arba pundyonis, he says four pundyonis for a sell, which is 1/12, because a dinar is worth 12 pundyonis. Rabbi Shimon says, Shemayna pundyonis, 8 pudyonis for one sela, 2 pudyonis le dinar, 2 pudyon for a dinner, which is a sixth, just like every other situation that we have with Aina. Wishing you a fantastic day, an amazing upcoming Purim week.